Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, you got Brenda Bradshaw on Blog Talk Radio.
I woke up this morning, wind blowing across my face, and I just had to look up above.
Robin Thompson, Richmond, Virginia. You got the Richmond, Virginia girl here, born and bred in 1948, Richmond, Virginia, on Blog Talk Radio. Your psychic for today. Good morning. About spirituality. We got spirituality. We got agreement. We got the Holy Spirit working here today. And if you're coming in for the first time, welcome and blessings from this here girl. Yes, sir. I'm a Christian, born and bred in Richmond, Virginia. The city of the monuments, on top of the world, here on Gray Street in Richmond, Virginia. Right here for you. Let's get on with the show. Taking your calls. Welcome, guests, and this is Psychic Brenda Bradshaw, your Christian today. Yo, baby. Back to Richmond, Virginia, to that sweet Virginia breeze, and it's beautiful up here on the top of this world on the 12th floor. And I'm telling you, I'm so glad you came in today. Let's work it for you today. Let's be kind. Let's be generous. Let's have gratitude for our Father God. Love you, baby. Here we go. On with the show on Blog Talk. You got Brenda Bradshaw. This is a special show Sunday night tonight. Sunday Night Live. I'm live. Yes, I am. My regular show is on every Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we really get it on. But every now and then I pull a Sunday show just to see who's out there and what's rocking. You know, I met Robin Thompson when I was on Good Morning Virginia. We had a local show here. I was on every Friday, and I was a handwriting expert, and the people all over Virginia mailed me their handwriting samples, and I did a lot of testing and talking and bringing them on the show, and that was for 6 years. But during my time on television, that was live TV, by the way, that was back in the 80s also, and those 80s were kind of good to this here girl. Because it got me a start in television, got me a start in radio, and basically just a start everywhere. And tonight you are in for a treat because I have my tapes. I didn't have them for a long time. They were here in Richmond, and I was in Florida for about 8 years, and these tapes were just sitting here, and I just couldn't wait to get my hands on them. Because, you know, listening to yourself, that's kind of an interesting subject. We do a lot of self-talk. Thank God we do. You know, we're not crazy. We actually have to talk to ourselves to get ourselves straight. Well, it was a point in time where I went through a very nasty divorce. Yes, I did. And my psychiatrist said, you know what you need to do? You need to go and play some of those tapes that you made when you was on the radio on WRVA and WRVQ and all those other radio stations that you were on, Brenda. And listen to what Brenda says and the advice she gives, and, boy, you know something? That did the trick. You know, maybe other people, yeah, really should make a tape of themselves sometimes talking positive to other people. What you tell other people usually is very good advice, but usually you don't take it yourself. Am I talking to you? Yeah, I'm talking to me too. How many times do we give great advice to other people? We just dish it out and turn right around and we can't even help ourselves. We're not our own cheerleaders. We really should be. Well, I'm a motivator and I'm a speaker and basically been in radio for over 30 years. Boy, am I aging myself. Yeah, 1948 was a long time ago when this here girl hit the birth in here in Virginia. My mother's name is Virginia. Wow, how synchronistic is my life. Well, what we're going to do tonight is something so cool. When I was on Q94 in 1982, Saturday Night Live was on Q94 with Trita Smith. That's the host. She was the person running Sunday Night Live. And she got me on for a three-hour show. I'm talking a three-hour, fast-paced reading show. This girl, Trita Smith, she had made no bones. She said, take a call, get on. And you're going to see how that's going to work. I don't know too many psychics that will play that game, but this here girl did it. I took the marathon in my stride. I was ready. I had done my meditation. I had done my clearing. I had done my chakra thing. Oh, I was ready for this here show. 23 minutes, and it's going to run, and you're going to hear the talents and the skills and the psychic ability. Hey, am I blowing my own horn? Yeah, sometimes you got to do that, too, for yourself. Here it goes. 1982, Q94, WRBQ, Richmond, Virginia. Flashback, 23 minutes, rock and roll. Here she comes.
9151 or 345-9436. If you live in the Tri-Cities area, call toll-free, 748-9436. Views expressed are not necessarily those of Q94.
And you are listening to Q94 Sunday Night Live. Once again, we'd like to thank the thousands that helped Q94 make history. Richmond's most successful super walk ever was held today. Over $320,000 raised for the March of Dimes. And, of course, more walkers today than ever before. Some 8,400 walkers participated in today. Activities. Last year, over $220,000 was raised. So, of course, it was considerably more money raised today. Over $320,000 raised as a result of the walk and the efforts of over 8,400 walkers today. And that's great. In case you missed that free LaRue concert, simply keep your dial right here on Q94. If you'd like to relive that excitement, or if you missed it, as was the case with me, I unfortunately did not hear it, Q94 has that entire concert on tape. And we'll be playing it back without commercial interruption. Simply keep your dial on Q94, and more details will be coming up in the next few days. And you can, of course, enjoy that music, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure you are, too. Well, for the time being, however, we have, of course, Brenda Bradshaw as our guest on tonight's edition of Sunday Night Live. And, Brenda, why don't we get back to the phones immediately, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, you're on Q94 Sunday Night Live.
Hi there.
Hi. Your name, and where are you calling from? What area of town that is?
This is Mary. I'm calling from Southside.
All right, Mary.
Another Mary from Southside.
Yes.
Mary, I feel children around you. Yes, I feel little ones. I don't know if they're yours, though.
No, they're not.
I feel like you have a concern for children.
Yeah.
And this concern seems to be growing, as if you want to be a teacher or to help them. This is kind of something very special with you. And I feel like that you're being headed towards that direction at a very, very fast speed. So what's going on, Mary?
I don't know.
Right now, your job seems very meaningless to you. There are things around you that cause irritations. It's like a fulfillment with inside of you.
Hmm.
Can you tell me, can you relate, is your job... Is it in jeopardy, or do you feel some kind of tension?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to work with children, dear?
As a profession?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm. I just feel that you're being pulled towards that.
Maybe in a volunteer situation, mm-hmm. but not full-time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I just feel that that's all around you, as if you're going to be very important to some children. Did you have a question, darling?
I was wondering what you saw in my personal life.
I wish I could hear you a little bit better.
Can you speak up a little bit louder, Mary?
I wanted to know what you saw in my personal life.
Your personal life?
Mm-hmm.
I see a triangle. And I see a lot of things in symbols. I feel like that there are two people involved with you. And a decision has to be made.
Mm.
Can you kind of go in on that with me? Are there two people?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I feel like one of the people is a strong influence, and the other one is becoming a new influence.
Okay.
I feel that the stronger one has tried very hard to make a commitment, but he just, at this present time, he can't. I think it's finances. Is this close?
Mm-hmm.
Is it close? Is it finances?
That could be part of it.
Mm-hmm. I feel that this whole triangle is going to come to a center very shortly because you have to make a decision. Because you do not like triangles.
That's true.
And you're pulling to bring it closer to the middle. And I feel sure that you will very shortly.
Hmm.
I really do.
Okay.
Other than that, I think you need some kind of a rest and relaxation because if you are not feeling the tension at work, it's inside of you. Something is building. And I think you need to just to try to relax a little bit more when you come home from work. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Q94 Sunday Night Live, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, your name and speak louder.
Okay, I'm Debbie from the West End.
Debbie from the West End?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if I know what you see.
Say what, Debbie? What I see, darling?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me concentrate a little bit. You know, Trita, when I work with people on the radio, I'm trying to put my own conscious mind out of the way and let the unconscious mind take over.
Yes.
Which is really difficult sometimes because we can't really leave the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to listen to their voice and project my thoughts into where they are, their surroundings and their feelings that they're trying to give me. There seems to be a heaviness around you, Debbie, as if maybe that you've tried some kind of a weight program.
I'm working on it.
You're working on it now, dear?
Yes.
I think I want to give you some encouragement because I feel that this is one thing that you've tried to do all your life.
Yes.
And I think that this is really great of you to try to do this because, you know, when we lose weight, we become different people. And that's harder to deal with than the weight problem. To be different people, to go out more or to buy clothes and things. And I think you're going to be all right, Debbie.
Good.
All right, darling. Any questions?
I'd just like to know what you see like for the future more with me, my boyfriend.
Oh, your boyfriend. May I have a name vibration? What's his name, dear?
Troy.
I couldn't hear you, darling.
Troy?
Uh-huh. Oh, Troy's a very strong name. Troy's a name that a person who likes to set goals for themselves. They love nature. And he loves to communicate and talk, and he's so physical. Is that Troy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're going to have a great time with Troy, darling. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Troy?
You're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hi.
Hi, Brenda. I'm Mark, and I'm from the East End.
All right.
Is there any direction for my life right now?
Oh, my. What a good question, Mark. Direction. We all take all these different directions. You know, people are always asking me what their future's going to be. And really, they have it in their own control.
Yes.
Yeah, if they would just settle back and relax a little bit and just kind of look at themselves objectively. I feel that's what you need to do a little bit now, Mark. Just kind of just relax a little bit because you have so many wonderful futures ahead of you. You have so many good directions that you can take. I feel that a man with gray hair, and I don't think he's a father, but I think he's a father figure. I think he's going to be very instrumental in helping you with choosing a career. Is this anything in there, Mark?
Not really, no.
Not really, darling. I wish that I could pull all these people into you that you could talk to and go to for some type of a legal advice because I do feel also that you're trying to figure out on how to make some money. Is this happening?
Oh, I just got a job a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to make some money?
Well, I'm saving for college.
So you're motivated. That's very good. You're motivated for money, but you're also motivated for a good cause, college. I think that after you finish college, of course, you'll have a better range of idea what you want to do. But I just feel like if you just go into college and just with an open mind, Mark, and realize that there will be a gray-headed man there waiting for you. Okay?
Any personal?
Yes, I think this gray-headed man is going to be there at the college, and he's going to help you.
Anything
okay?
personal state of life?
Oh, your personal life.
Yeah.
Let's see now.
Sounds intriguing, huh?
Ah, yes, it does. I don't know. Immediately, I got a response of a person who's very overbearing, a young lady who is very aggressive around you, and she tries to get you to do things that you don't want to do. I don't know. I pick her up as having short brown hair with a little turned-up nose. Is she around you?
There's some similar to that around here.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're not going to, of course, do what they want to do, but I just feel like, you know, she's going to be sadly, I don't know the word, she's going to be very rejected because you're just not into making very firm commitments right now. And I think if you let her down a little bit easy, then, of course, you know, it will soften the blow, and then everything would be much better for you, too. Don't you think so?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Q94 is Sunday Night Live. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mitzi, and I'm from the Petersburg area.
All right.
How do you spell that, dear?
M-I-T-Z-I-E?
No,
leave
off the E.
All right, M-I-T-Z-I.
Oh, my goodness. What an unusual name. Mitzi. Do you like dogs, darling?
Okay, as long as they're outside.
Outside dogs?
Right.
I saw a dog around you. Whose dog is that?
No one around me. No one has a dog.
No one? I hear a dog barking now. Is that a neighborhood dog?
No, I don't hear one.
I know, dear. It's very distant. Also, darling, I want to say one thing. I feel like you've been holding yourself back because you don't feel that you're important. Has someone said that you don't care or that you're not important? I feel like you need a little bit of a self-confidence, motivation, you know, building up your character.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. This is in the back of your mind.
Oh, okay.
I just feel like that some criticism has come your way.
No.
Uh-huh. Has your mom been talking to you, dear?
My mother.
Uh-huh.
Yes, today.
Do you get along well with her?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I feel like, you know, she's being kind of hard on you about a situation that was last week.
Oh, no, just the opposite.
Oh, she's agreeing with you?
Yeah.
Oh, how fabulous. Because I feel like, you know, that you're kind of turned around. You're not sure if she doesn't really agree.
Yeah, we've always gotten along real well.
That's good. I'm really glad. Well, maybe I'm getting some very strange vibes. Is this a very dangerous situation that occurred?
What, between my mother and I?
No, the situation with the other person.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell you that this is going to come up again.
Oh, it is?
Yes. It's not over.
Okay.
And I feel like, you know, that you need that because if as long as your mom's on your side, you're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
But don't turn your mom against you.
Okay.
And you're going to be just fine. Did you have any questions?
Did you just see anything for the future, personally?
Oh, darling, the future. You know, people always ask me about the future, Trita. And if they would just realize that the future is right now. Everything, there is really no time. The past and the present and future are one because we just slipped into the future.
Hmm.
And the future is something that we all make for ourselves. And for so many years, the astrologers, the palm readers, and just everybody in this last 20th century have been predicting futures for people, and people sit around and they wait for those futures to come around. Don't wait for your future today, darling. You go out and you go to school and you get yourself a job. Isn't that what's happening?
No.
Are you working now?
No, I'm a mother.
Huh?
I'm a mother and I'm staying at home.
I think that's not really you, dear.
I would like maybe to work.
I know, darling. Well, you go out and you do it. Don't let anybody put you down, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. You're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hi.
Okay, howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy. My gosh, we got a cowboy.
You are. Your first name and the area of town you're calling from. Hello.
Hello, hello. I'm Craig. I'm calling from Northside.
What's your name, dear?
Craig.
Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Craig the cowboy. Let's see. Well, Craig, you should be a very good communicator. How's your vocal cords? Are you a singer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You with a group now, or what's going on with that?
No, I'm not. I'd love to be, though.
Yes, I think you should be. Craig is a name of a singer and also a person who is very smart and intelligent. So you got a lot of your education in school on this music, right?
Not in music.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you take some music courses to help you?
No, I play music by ear.
Mm-hmm. I feel a lot of training around you. You must have a lot of practice going on.
Love to.
Yes. Another thing is you could be a writer.
Mm-hmm. I have been encouraged in that dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like that you play such close attention to details that sometimes you're afraid of making mistakes.
Making them, yeah.
Don't be afraid of making mistakes. My gosh, we all make mistakes. did you have a question, dear?
Yeah, I had two, really.
Okay.
First one I wanted to ask is, I agree with the points you were making about the future, and I'm wondering, in light of your experience, why do people feel the victim of fate or the future as if they have no control?
Because we've been trained. We have just been mind-trained for so many years, Greg, that other people know better than we do.
Mm.
Now, my goodness, if we don't know how to take care of ourselves, I mean, I work with people all the time, and I say, I'm here to help you to help yourself. I'm not here to give you my answer. I'm going to give you some kind of feedback that sounds just like your answer.
Mm.
Because that's when you work in the subconscious, you tend to know how a person feels, and you're not going to tell somebody that something that's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to hurt me. If I the subconscious is everybody. It's collective. It's the collective unconscious is what they call it. And if I say something wrong to somebody, I turn around, it's going to come right back in my direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be very careful what I tell them.
Good.
And what's your other question, dear?
My other question is, are your friends afraid of you?
My friends?
Yeah, because you might have an insight into aspects of their life that they'd rather you not have that insight into.
Mm-hmm. You know how you get away with that?
Mm.
Well, of course, I've traveled quite a lot, Greg. And I've had a lot of different friends, associates, I'm going to call them. But I don't have, quote, what you call a best friend. Because I think everybody that I meet, I don't try to make a friend out of them because I can't help them. Once we become a friend to someone, we can't be objective. We become too emotional.
Yeah.
So every person that I meet, I try to be non-objective, non-emotional, and then therefore I can be a better friend to them.
Hmm.
So I don't have any friends that are afraid of me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, darling?
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks a lot for calling tonight, Craig.
Thank you. I was listening to the radio simultaneously, and that delay kind of threw me off at first.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Q94 is Sunday Night Live. You're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
My name's Phil. I'm from the West End.
Okay, Phil.
I've been having... you know, some personal ups and downs here lately, and I was just wondering if Brenda had any insights for me.
Oh, I like the way you word that, because insight is exactly what it is. I know you were listening when we were on the radio a few minutes ago on the delay talking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you that your insight is probably very important because a lot of people are drawn to you, Phil. You have to help people quite a lot work out their problems.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to tell you is that right now, a friend of yours is feeling the influence of another person. And I feel that you're going to be drawn into this. Is this happening, Phil?
Well, I'm having a lot of personal, troubles right now and ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And getting involved with other people. And
see what I'm talking about, dear?
Yeah.
Now, influence from other people, we know one thing. We cannot change people. We know another thing. We can only tell them what we think. And then the third thing is, if they don't do it, then it's up to them. I mean, the thing is, we think that we can tell them what to do. We can see it very clear. And I know this person, you've told them time and time again that this girl's not right for them. Isn't that right, Phil?
Yeah, to a certain point, yeah.
And the thing is, they're not listening to you, right? They're not listening. And you feel the pressure from it. So you have become influenced, and now you're having some of the same problems. Everything we do comes right back to us, and I make that very simple. But what it means is that you are being pulled into having relationship problems because of some of your friends having relationship problems. Now, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, to a real good degree.
Okay. The thing is, what I would like to say to you is go off by yourself a little bit. Try to get in touch with your own self about this. And this girl that you're seeing now, she's having problems with her parents, and she can't even see you for them. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, she is having, you know,
okay.
personal problems with her parents.
Has she told you about it?
Well, to a degree, but she's, you know, having a real hard time communicating with her parents.
Okay. Well, the only thing you can do is you can be there for her, but you cannot help her to help her parents because she can't change her parents.
Yeah.
So just be there for her and try to keep your conversation very light in those areas. Don't get into heavy-duty analysis as far as what she should do with her parents because you spend your whole time together crying. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
So don't cry anymore. Laugh. It's more healthy, okay?
It sure is.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Phil.
Thank you, Phil. We're going to have to move on.
All right.
Okay. Hi, you're on Q94 Sunday Night Live.
Hi.
Your name?
Lois.
Lois?
Uh-huh.
And you're calling from what area of town, Lois?
From Lakeside.
Okay.
Okay. Lois, the one thing that I want to talk to you about, I'm going to be very careful about this, but I do see some physical problems.
Physical?
Yes, dear. It's if something to do with your blood. I don't know if it's sugar content or something like that. Do you have this in your background?
No.
None at all?
None at all.
Have you been feeling tired lately?
No.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's something changing in the blood area as far as your sugar content. I don't want to scare you. I just feel it's something there. I also see something, I don't know, I just want to pinpoint some things about you that have to do with your physical body. I keep seeing that. I don't know. I really want to get off of that because I know that... Has someone around you been very sick, dear? Have you been around sick people?
No. Mine are cold or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel some type of an illness coming from either you or someone around you. And I don't know if it's crucial, let's not jump the gun, but there's something there, okay? Also, some need for you to communicate with someone, I think it's a girlfriend that you've had an argument with. Is this happening?
No.
Okay. This is a lot of different things. Are you at home now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes, I am.
Are you in an area where there's a lot of family members where they come?
No, I'm in my room alone.
Uh-huh. Well, do they come in here?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, darling, I just feel a lot of different things coming from you, and it doesn't seem like it's you directly. What do you want to concentrate on?
I was wondering what you thought about my summer job, how it's going to turn out.
Wasn't there two jobs, and you had to make a decision?
That was quite a while back.
Okay. I think you chose the right one.
Yeah, I think so.
I really do. I think it's outside, and I think it's involved with some type of a pool, but not directly.
No way near.
Okay. You're going to change jobs probably, darling, in the middle of the summer. You do have something, something's going on here. You're trying to make a decision about going somewhere this summer also. And I'm not too sure, but do you have a sister?
No.
Who is this? Oh, is your mother, is she look that young? Your mother looks young, dear?
I guess so.
I don't know. I just feel someone else is going on in here, not as much you. Someone else is sending over the line. So I'm having a little difficult with you. Why don't you try again sometime, darling, because it's not coming clear. Thank you, Lois.
Well, can you tell me, what do you think about that's going to happen with me and my boyfriend?
Give me a name vibration. What's his name?
Ed.
Is it Edward or Eddie?
It's Edward.
I feel that Edward is a very strong, secure person. He needs a lot of security. I also feel that he needs someone to trust him. He knows many secrets, and he will confide in you.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel that he is determined to overcome some type of a slowness within his physical body. Do you know anything about him as far as his mental ability?
make Q94's first major outdoor concert a huge success after the Superwalk, including the Richmond Police, the Richmond Braves, the March of Dimes, and, of course, especially you, the thousands of wonderful Q listeners that made the walk a success. 2 minutes after 10 o'clock, and tonight's guest is back by popular demand. I get phone calls each and every week, at least each and every week, several phone calls each and every week, wondering when this lady is going to be on the program again. Well, you can call your friends and relatives and let them know that Brenda Bradshaw is with us tonight. Welcome to Sunday Night Live, Brenda.
Hello, Trita.
I'm very pleased you could be with us today. Were you out at the Superwalk?
No, I wanted to go out, but it was such a crowd out there, and I wasn't walking. But I did catch a glimpse of the crowd and the Q Cruiser out there today.
It was a beautiful day. Oh. We couldn't have ordered a more beautiful day for the Superwalk. Everything was just perfect.
Yes, we kept that rain away. Kept it away.
That's right. That's right. Now it can rain. If it wants to, it can rain now. All right. Well, for the next 3 hours, Brenda Bradshaw is going to be with us on tonight's edition of Sunday Night Live. And I can't say thank you enough to everyone who helped make today's activities just a huge success. Once again, thank you so very much for helping Q94, the March of Dimes, and raising over $320,000 for a most worthy cause. Brenda, we're going to talk to just as many people as we possibly can during the next 3 hours, aren't we?
I hope so.
Any information you'll need from those listeners?
Yes, I would like for y'all to just give me your name, and I would like for you to tell me what side of town you're calling from. I do not want any other information. In previous shows, we have asked for age or age range. I would like tonight just to work with just your name and the side of town you're calling from. That doesn't give me very much to work on. I'm working on a 75% to 80% percentage as far as voice analysis. We've been working on this for about a year now, and I feel that I'm almost at a breaking point as far as understanding people's voices and their ages. So I won't be requiring your age tonight.
Okay. Just a name once again.
And what side of town you're calling from.
And we'll be getting to those phone calls in just a matter of minutes. So if you're on the line, you do have a ringing sound, by all means, do hold on to that line because, of course, getting through again might be a bit of a problem. Why don't we go to the phones right now, Brenda?
Most definitely.
Okay, why not? Let's start with somebody in the Tri-Cities area. Hi, you're on Q94 Sunday Night Live.
Hello, I'm Priscilla, and I'm calling from downtown.
Priscilla is your name, darling?
Yes.
Get you to back off that mic just a little bit, Brenda.
Priscilla, I feel that you, not only with your name vibration, that you are a very old-fashioned type person. And I also feel that you enjoy nature, and you also have a singing ability and a vocal ability for communication. Is this about close, Priscilla?
Yeah.
Yes. Another thing I feel about you, Priscilla, is that you've had men around you that have kind of drifted in and out of your life. And I hope that you have one very special guy now, because I just feel like you're the special kind of person that should have a very strong person next to you.
Well, I'd like to, but that's not the case right now.
Mm-hmm. They've drifted, most of them.
Yeah.
Yes, darling. Well, keep trying very hard to pull one very close to you, because I just feel like that you're the kind of person who needs someone to lean on. And I feel like there is a financial trouble, but I think you're going to be coming through that because you've handled some of your bills here in the past month.
Right.
All right. Thank you for calling tonight, Priscilla.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Q94 Sunday Night Live. You're on the air.
Yes. My name is Brenda. And I'm calling from the South Side.
All right, Brenda.
Oh, my. What a name you have, Brenda. Well, the name Brenda Vibration gives me quite a lot of interest because we can relate to each other. Brendas have to mature very fast. This means that somewhere in your past you may have had a mother and father that had a type of separation. Is this correct, Brenda?
No.
Your parents are together now?
They never have been apart.
Mm-hmm. This happens to Brenda's, and what it is that the father becomes a weak and the mother becomes a strong figure. Has this happened?
One of them's been in the hospital.
Your father is weak?
Yeah.
At this particular time?
Came out of the hospital today.
All right. Another thing that you have is a determination to be a fighter and a rebel. Are you a rebel?
Sort of.
What would you like to ask me? You get one question tonight, Brenda.
I'd like to ask about my job and what you think it holes?
You're having trouble with supervisors. You're having trouble with managers. But I think that what you need to do is just kind of settle back a little bit and try to stick this job out. Is that about right?
Yeah. My husband talked to you, too, and I was wondering if you could tell me anything about his job, maybe. His name was Earl.
Yes, Earl.
Uh-huh.
All right, Earl is a name that denotes family security, a person who is very strong, a strong father figure, and he's very interested right now in the little baby that's coming on the way. Right, Brenda?
Right.
And another thing about it is, Brenda, his job is going very well now, and this summer his business will probably start picking up because they've made a lot of good contracts lately.
Okay, do you think I'll stay at my present job? I have two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's full-time, one of them's part-time.
We're going to have to work on that with you, Brenda, because you're having a lot of trouble with the baby coming along, you being pregnant. I think maybe you'll have to kind of ease off a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling tonight, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hi.
Hi. My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Southside.
Please speak up. Once again, your name?
Michael.
Michael, and you're calling from where now?
Southside.
Okay.
Michael, this is a name of self-independence. This is a person who's always striving to have something their own way as far as a job. Now, I feel that you are the type of person that will not let many things get you down in the job area, but I do feel like your education is very important at this time.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have a question tonight, darling?
Yeah, what do you think the future holds me, like, my job? Like, what kind of job do you think I'll go into?
Well, first of all, we must look at your past education record. We must see that you have some artistic ability, and also you like things as far as accounting and numbers. Is this about close, Michael?
I don't do well in math at all.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to work with figures, Michael, more deeply?
No.
Uh-huh. I do feel like you have that type of ability inside of you. We all have these abilities, but we don't use them. I feel that you're going to have a job that's going to concern with working with money. How are you with money?
Fine.
Huh? Fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I control it pretty well.
You're pretty well with money, huh? That's very good. I think that this will really help you out if you look for jobs with handling other people's money. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mike.
Well, thanks
thank
for calling, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hi.
Hi.
Your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Beverly and I'm calling from a friend's house in Northside.
All right.
Beverly, this is a name that also denotes quite a lot of maturity. It also denotes, I do feel like, though, that your age is changing right now. Is your birthday near, dear?
I've already had it.
You just had it?
In January.
I do feel like that this whole year, you've kind of jumped a whole 2 years instead of a 1 year. I think more responsibility is handed to you now than it has ever been. I also feel some kind of an apartment, either a new apartment or a change in apartment surroundings. What's going on here?
What, now?
Uh-huh.
I'm in an apartment.
Uh-huh. Is this yours?
No, it's a friend.
Uh-huh. Are you planning something?
I'm planning on moving in with two friends of mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that looks like a very good move for you, Beverly. Do you have a question?
I was wondering what my future holds for Ed, if I could get a man in my life or something.
Oh, Beverly, a man in your life. Let's look at your past record, okay?
Okay.
Your past record looks kind of bad because you were shy. I think you're being more aggressive now with men. I think that's going to bring a man to you. How about that?
Huh?
Were you shy before?
Yeah, I used to be shy when I was younger.
I think you're really picking up speed now, so you're bound to get a new man, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, darling, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hi.
Hi.
Your name?
May I?
Calling from where, Mary?
Lakeside.
All right.
My parents' house.
What did you say? What side of town, Mary?
Lakeside.
Oh, okay. Hmm. I feel two names with you. Do they somehow call you like Mary Ellen or Mary Ann?
No.
What's your middle name, dear?
Regina.
Mary Regina? That doesn't sound like you at all.
Well, that's my middle name.
That's your middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe you, darling, but I just feel like I wanted to call you something else, like Mary Ellen and Mary Ann. One thing about this, Mary, with your name, I do feel like there's a youngness around you, as if you're about 14 or 15. How am I doing on your age?
I'm 20 years old.
My, you're so young. Oh, your voice has such a denote to it, so let me go back with you a little bit. Say about 14 or 15, was there something in your life that probably was to do with something to change responsibilities, because right now you are kind of keying in on a responsibility change.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Are you very settled now? Are you having some type of depression that's going on?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. This is what I feel coming from you, dear. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know it concerns, it has something to do with a man, and it has something to do with you being depressed about him. Are you worried?
No, my father got out of the hospital.
Uh-huh. Have you been concerned about him?
I think so.
Well, age 15, was he in some type of trauma then? Can you remember anything?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
He's been well off.
Mm-hmm.
He's a diabetic, though.
He's a diabetic?
Yeah, he had gangrene in his foot.
Uh-huh. Well, was this later or when you were 15 or 20, right now?
It was right now, whatever. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just had
an operation and all.
Okay, I feel like I want to go back to when you were 15, so this may have been when this diabetes started, and it's hard for you to remember.
He always had diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Was it worse then? I know I'm pulling at straws, but I just feel like something about you. And I did want to say one thing. There is something wrong with some kind of a car ignition switch. Is that yours or your husband's?
I don't have a car.
Okay. Who has the car?
My parents do.
Okay.
My parents have a brand new car.
Uh-huh.
Station wagon.
And no problems?
They didn't have any problem with it.
Okay. Well, this is something around that car, so you may have them check into that.
How's my bowling?
You're bowling?
Yeah, I'm on the bowling league.
How interesting.
Major League Lanes. Up here on...
Wait a second here. Bowling? Yes, I do see you bowling. I'm going to try to picture you now. I do feel like that your leg area has lost a lot of weight since you've been doing this bowling.
I know. I've been to Lane Powers.
Uh-huh. Your legs are really losing. I also feel, well, are you asking about your percentage, whether your percentage is going up?
Yeah, I wanted to see if I can bowl better than I have been bowling.
I do feel that you have a young lady. She seems younger, and she seems to be showing you something with a bowling ball. So I do feel that with this instructions that you will proceed and get a much better percentage. Okay?
Okay.
All
Thanks
right,
for
dear.
Calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Q94 Sunday Night Live. You're on the air.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
My name is Mark, and I'm in Eastern Henrico.
All right, Mark.
Mark, I see the number 20. And why am I seeing that? Is that age or what?
Well.
Because I see the number 20 on you.
On me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, I got number 21 jersey.
You have a 21 jersey on now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just saw the 20. Okay, so that's a jersey that you have on, darling?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't figure out, you know, what it was, but I see that 20. I also see something to do with a blonde-headed girl who is 5'4". I don't know if she's a girlfriend or an associate.
Hmm.
Who is this?
I know a couple of guys.
You don't have her near you?
No, she's not around.
Okay, 5'4", blonde hair, and it tends to have a right part in it. And I do believe her name is Diane. Do you relate to this at all?
Let's see.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Mark.
I'm trying to think. Let me think. Diane. I don't know any blondes named Diane.
Okay. Well, this is a person who's around you.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, you are looking for a girl, aren't you, dear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's also...
Most definitely, yeah.
Most definitely. Okay, that's what I thought. There's also a girl with this black curly hair that, you know, has great big curls in it.
Uh-huh.
And she has these very happy cheeks, you know, with the indentures, you know, the big dimples.
Yeah.
Is she around you now? Do you know her?
No, she's not around me now, but I saw her earlier today.
Okay. You are going to be meeting these girls very shortly, dear, because they have already saw you. Okay?
They've already seen me.
Yes, they've already seen you, but you have not met them. But you are going to meet them very shortly. Okay?
What's going to happen when I'm...
I'm not sure what's going to happen, dear, because you're in control. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thanks for calling,
bye-bye.
Mark. Bye-bye. Q94 is Sunday Night Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm Lauren Curtis, and I'm calling from the Southside.
Your first name again?
Lauren.
Lauren?
Yes.
All right.
Lauren. That's an unusual name. How do you spell that, Lauren?
L-O-R-E-N.
Lauren.
Lauren, like Lauren Green,
yeah,
for instance.
Yeah, except for the E's before the...
Uh-huh.
Right. And
I
you're
see.
Calling from what area of town?
Southside.
Okay.
Oh, my first response with you, Lauren, is a 4x4, some kind of a big 4x4, big a wheeler. Did you drive one of those?
No.
Have you been in one lately?
Maybe about a month ago, but not anywhere soon.
Uh-huh. I see you in one of those kind of trucks that's high off the ground. I don't know if this is your dream.
Well, yeah, in a way.
Is that your dream?
I like those, yeah.
My goodness, I really see you in one, so it must be coming closer to you. I also see you, right now, I see the surroundings that you're in as if it's a... Is this a partial living room, half something else?
No, for my dad, it's kind of an office, like.
Uh-huh.
I'm in his bedroom, you know, I use my phone in his bedroom.
There is some kind of a couch, though, isn't there?
No.
Okay, I feel like over here on this, one of these walls, that it, there's a place to sit and everything is on top of it. What is that?
There's something, a desk here, and there's a bed, and there's some stuff on the bed, but that's it.
Is something stacked up?
Yeah, on this one corner, it's a bookcase.
Uh-huh.
A whole bunch of stuff stacked up in the bookcase.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel kind of strange that you're being in there. I don't know. If a conversation has gone on in this room about some type of a movement of this location for this room... Is he planning on doing something as far as moving this out somewhere?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I just feel that about the room. Now, you called tonight. Are you on some type of medication, dear?
Yeah, I'm going to surgery in about a month for sore I have in my back.
Yeah, it's a sore on your back, but dear, haven't they been able to treat that? Because I just feel like, you know, it's getting better. I can't understand why the hospital visit. Is it outpatient?
They're going to have to cut part of it out.
Oh, it's outpatient, though.
I don't know. I think it's going to be inpatient.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be faster than you think. I feel like, you know, this medication that you're on seems to be easing it and helping it. But also, are you allergic to milk?
No.
Do you drink a lot of it, dear?
I don't drink too much of it, but I'm allergic to it.
Uh-huh. I feel like that there's something in you as far as being allergic to some kind of milk product. I don't know what that is. I think you're going to be all right as far as your hospital visit. What did you call about tonight for?
I was just wondering what was in my immediate future, like the next couple of weeks or something like that. Anything big?
Well, the thing is that, yes, you've started certain things as far as getting a job, and I feel like that's going to come through for you. Is that about it? Weren't you talking with some guys about working for them?
Up at a corner store, but I didn't think there was going to be anything big or anything.
No, it's not too big, but I think something big's going to come out of it. I really do, because that means that you'll be making some money, and then you can make some more moves that are a little bit larger. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling. You're going to be fine, dear.
Okay.
Thank you, Lauren. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Q94 Sunday Night Live. I'm Trina Smith. It's just about 21 minutes after 10, and if you're on the line, please stay there. We'll be back with Brenda in just a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
We're calling tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
What?
You're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hi.
Hi.
Your name?
Beth.
Beth?
Beth.
Calling from what area of town, Beth?
Mechanicsville.
Okay.
Beth, I believe that you are a dreamer.
A dreamer?
Yes, imagination type person. Very creative, very artistic. I feel also that you try very hard to do other people's work all the time. Is this happening, dear?
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that you want to talk about a particular boy.
No, not really.
Okay, I want to talk about a David.
A David?
Yes. Is there a David in your life?
Well, he's not in my life, but I know of one.
Uh-huh. I want to talk about him because I feel like that you two have a communication together.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to start working together. Something's going to happen as far as you working together.
Hmm.
So is David what he was in the past?
No, he's just a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any chance that y'all would be working on a project together?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. I think he's talked about this with someone else. I can feel a communication as far as him saying that he wanted Beth to help him do it. It's a project. Gosh, what is your question? I felt something with your ear. Do you have earrings or pierced ears?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I do.
Okay, is your left ear giving you trouble?
Sure is.
Oh, my goodness, darling. What's going on here?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I think, is your post lost or something?
No.
Oh, my goodness. It just really is pinching my ear. Maybe you better check that out. Okay, Beth?
Okay.
Okay,
thanks for
good
calling,
night.
Beth. Bye-bye. Hi. You're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hi.
Hi.
Your name?
Dean. Dean.
Dean?
Uh-huh.
And you're calling from what area of town, Dean?
Western Henrichael.
All right.
How are you doing tonight, Dean?
Fine.
When I get those twinges or whatever it is, those flashes, they really bother me because they just go over my whole entire body. I'm affected physical more than emotional sometimes. Dean, I'm going to try to work on you, darling.
Okay.
I want to put you in a black van. Who owns the black van?
Nobody that I know of.
Okay. I want to put you at Virginia Beach.
I have been there, not this year, but last year.
Okay. There is a trip or something to do with a black van going to Virginia Beach.
Uh-huh.
A friend of yours, in fact, I want to call him Buddy. I want to call the name Buddy.
Uh-huh.
Is this a friend of yours?
I know a guy by the name of Buddy, yes.
Okay. He doesn't drive a van?
No.
Okay, he is purchasing a van at this very moment.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
You are planning to go to the beach with him.
Uh-huh.
This is something that is in the back of his mind, and he's going to communicate with you about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Also, I see a girl named Sharon.
I don't know of any.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you perhaps know if Buddy is dating someone named Sharon?
No, he is married.
I see. This is interesting.
Uh-huh.
The girl Sharon is with you and Buddy,
uh-huh.
Okay, in this van.
Right.
Also, I see that you need to collect at this time something to do with $25.
Uh-huh.
What, did you owe someone that?
No.
Okay. I feel that this money is going to be very important in this week, $25.
You might be right on that. I might have to need it by the end of the week, yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, what did you want to talk about?
I wanted to know what you could pick up on so far as my musical talents and career ahead, and so far as singing and playing and so on.
The name Dean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does your last name have an S or a C in it?
It has an S in it, yes.
Fabulous. All right, so you have an instrument ability.
Right.
Oh, that's very good. Okay, so you should be really well as far as, I do feel like it's something to do with bass.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, do you play the very low things, the deep things?
No, I play guitar.
Is it bass?
No, just acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that you like to listen to the bass tones.
Uh-huh.
I feel that, what, are you asking about a group that's being formed?
It has been mentioned, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is the number 6 with this? Is there 6 people in the group?
No.
Okay. There will be the number 6 about this group.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're going to be the 6th person that's chosen or if maybe you're going to be the first person. There are going to be 5 after you.
Uh-huh.
But I really feel that this is going to come about, but I feel like your education is kind of interfering, Dean.
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
Nothing as I know of.
Are you in school now?
I don't know of anything as far as education-wise that could be interfering.
Okay, I just feel like you're going to take some type of a course that may interfere. Gosh, I think that's it. Did you eat dinner? Your system's empty.
Well, I'm kind of nervous for some reason.
Oh, I see. Okay, Dean, don't be nervous, and you keep listening. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Robin.
Robin?
Uh-huh.
And you're calling from Crewe?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was one of our walkers that fell asleep on us there. Robin from Crewe.
Yeah.
Robin, you're a very outspoken young lady. You have a great wit. And somehow or another, there's some kind of jealousy around you, dear. So what's going on?
Well, I am rather jealous.
You're jealous?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you have cause to be jealous? Do you think you have cause? Let's put it that way.
Well, I hope not. I don't really know.
Well, I want to tell you. I don't think you do.
Good.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you that. What's his name? Give me a name vibration on him.
David.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how can you be jealous about David? He's so loving. My goodness, he's done everything he can to be with you.
Yeah.
Now, he calls you.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees you. Now, he doesn't see you all the time. He lives too far from you somehow. Is he moving?
No, I just moved.
Oh, you moved?
Yeah.
Yo, that's the only reason, so stop being jealous. There's just that little bit of space between you two. Okay?
Right.
Anything else tonight, Rob?
I was wondering about, do you think maybe me and him could eventually get married?
Oh, it looks so good right now. The number 2 is around you. Is that 2 months or 2 years?
Well, probably in November 2nd. That's what we've been thinking about.
November the 2nd?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the marriage date?
Not for sure. Either this year or next year. We haven't decided which one.
Mm-hmm. I think what y'all are planning is very good. And I don't try to influence anybody because y'all don't need any influence from anybody. Y'all have struggled through all of that, haven't you, Robin?
Yeah.
Okay. I think y'all are going to make your own way. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Robin.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. You're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hi.
Hi, my name's Chris.
Chris?
And I'm from Prince George.
All right.
And I'd like to know if your guest knows what's in my immediate future.
I'd like to go back 5 years with you, Chris.
5 years?
Yeah. I feel like a domino effect is occurring. And I think this all started with some kind of a breakup. Am I on target or what? Can you go back 5 years with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it something that happened as far as a breakup or you decided that you weren't going to have it that way anymore?
Yeah, my husband and I separated there for a while.
Okay.
But we got back together.
Uh-huh.
We were having our troubles.
Okay. Well, this is still kind of active.
Mm-hmm.
And the activity around that is causing you to try to go further into your future. But I think you need to settle some old things. You're not ready to go too much forward yet. You've got to get some things settled.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot around you that you have not told to the right people. And these are your feelings, your emotions. You haven't got it out yet.
From 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm. It's still hanging in there. This means that you are not free because you have a commitment that is still there, and you don't understand why you have the commitment that's still there. Can you kind of relate that to me?
Not from 5 years ago, I don't feel. Mm-hmm. Possibly now.
Okay.
As far as my job.
Right. Are you starting a new pattern now? Do you
no.
feel, I mean, with men?
Men?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
I just have a new job that I want to go somewhere. You know, I want to make that my life, I guess.
Okay, I feel like that you're hanging on to something old and you need to get rid of it.
Hmm.
And I think it has something to do with your husband and 5 years ago. So research yourself. Try to figure this out. And if you have troubles, you can give me a call, okay?
Okay.
But there's something hanging on that you really need to work on before you go forward. Okay, darling? Thank you for calling tonight.
Mm, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Q94 Sunday Night Live.
All right.
Your name?
Gerald.
I'm sorry?
Gerald? Yes.
What area of town are you calling from, Gerald?
West End.
Okay.
Gerald, the money man. Boy, do you need money, Gerald.
I do.
What are you doing? All your money is getting lost.
Lost?
Yes, you need to make some money. Did you lose a job?
No.
You're working now?
Yes, I am.
What's wrong? How come they're not paying you?
I'm working part-time and going to school.
Oh, my gosh. You just need money. Oh.
Money for what? Do you...
I just don't know. It's just either you owe it to somebody or you just need it. Every bit of money that you have, it seems to be slipping away before you make it.
That's what kind of ads I'm putting out?
Yeah, that's it, hon.
Can I throw a couple of names at you?
Sure. Whose name vibration have you got?
Sandra.
Sandra?
Yeah.
That's not for you, is it?
Yeah.
That one's yours? Is that a new one?
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy. I like that one. Seems like to me you had an old one before with another shorter name. Did she have a shorter name?
Another name?
Uh-huh. Well, Sandra is really new on the picture with you.
Okay. What about Regina?
That's it. That's the old one, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, Sandra's going to be totally different. Boy, she's going to be on the move constantly, and she's going to talk you to death. She is excited. Oh, my gosh.
What about the goals I'm striving to attain as far as schooling-wise?
Is this number three? Are you in third year?
I'm supposed to be, but I'm not.
Oh, I see. Well, I think that once you settle yourself down, you'll make at least the third year because that's around you. I think you're really pushing for that third year.
Okay, and you say I need the money, huh?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about something to do with some kind of money that either is... Wait a minute. Do you know a guy named Stuart?
Stuart?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I have a cousin named Stuart.
Did you borrow money from him?
No.
Does he need money?
Well, he's getting ready to graduate this year, but I don't know if he needs money.
Uh-huh. Well, he's gonna be asking you for money.
Really?
Yeah, because there's something to do with money in Stuart, okay?
Okay.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh.
Hi, you're on Q94 Sunday Night Live.
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
My first name's Bob.
Bob, calling from what area of town?
Southside.
Okay.
And this is a Robert? Is that your name, Robert?
Is yes,
Bob?
It is.
Okay, because Bob is short. Okay. So you like to be called Bob?
Yes.
Oh, my. I don't know. I feel like you've been hurt a little bit by a girl. I don't know. I think maybe somebody pulled a rug out from under you. You were going really strong, and then all of a sudden... Is this right, Bob?
Not in the present.
Uh-huh. Have you gotten over that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh. You have a new girl to replace her?
For the last 2 years, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the thing about this is that I feel like that... Everything was going really good, and it just kind of all like you hit a brick wall. I don't know how you came through it, but this new girl must have helped you.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing. Hey, is your mom need glasses?
No, she's got contacts.
Uh-huh. Is she having trouble with one of her eyes?
No, her boyfriend is, though.
Oh, he's the one? Is she talking to him about getting some new glasses or something?
No, he's was supposed to have an eye operation.
Uh-huh. Is that his left eye?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. Well, were you around her today?
No.
Uh-huh. How come you know all about this?
I'm real close to my family.
Oh, I see. Oh, that was just around you, dear. I think his eye's going to be better, but I don't think he's going to be able to be out in the sun. I think he's getting some irritants from the sun or else from his jaw because his eye is all, you know, it's kind of watery.
Well, he's got a glass eye in right now.
Uh-huh.
They're thinking about doing an eye transplant something.
Yes, he's having a watery problem. I don't know what that is. Some fluid or something's coming from somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. So how is your knee? Is it better?
It's getting there. It still gives me problems when it's cold.
Oh, well, I think you're going to be all right, and I like this new girl for you because I think y'all have great plans for the summer, as everybody out there does. Yeah. So I think that's about it tonight, Bob.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, we've been planned on getting married for the last, I'd say about 6 months.
Yes.
And we've been being stopped by her mother.
Yes, for sure.
do you see anything in the near future of us getting married?
Oh, I think you're right about her mother. You've made a lot of comments about her. And I'm not going to air all the comments, but I do feel like her mother has a lot of good points. And I think that perhaps, if you're not in such a hurry to fight her and defend yourself, I think that that'll ease it up a little bit. But you can't fight her because she's in charge. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Bob.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Q94 Sunday Night Live. My guest is Brenda Bradshaw, and we'll be back in just a matter of seconds. Stay with us.
Q94.
Not necessarily. Hey, you got Brenda Bradshaw live. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm taking a breath. Wow. Can you believe all that? Yeah, I use a lot of energy. They used to call me the Energizer Bunny when I taught classes. You must be well grounded. Yeah, I better be. I'm on the 12th floor. I got to reach out here. I'm looking over the city of Richmond up here on Great Street, 12th floor, penthouse in the sky. Everybody, thank you for coming in and listening tonight. I tell you, it has been a long journey, a long, long road when I came up with the alphabet. Yeah. God's Alphabet, the book, was published and sold, and basically the letters, I'm still using them. I use them occasionally when I do those kind of shows. That was a three-hour show, and y'all have been listening to about 2 hours of it, and there's more. There's so many tapes here. I was on Q94 for about 6 years, and then I was on WRVA, WLEE, and I could go on and on and on. I've been a guest all over the city of Richmond and state of Virginia, down in Florida, worked on the ghost investigation team and was on their paranormal channel. But basically, I've been around, 9 years old I started out. I went to a Baptist camp. And when I was at the Baptist camp, the preacher, he said, you know what, little girl, 9 years old, you are a prophet. And I thought, no, don't want to be a prophet. But, when you got the spirit, you got to use it. What the doctors always tell me, hey, Brenda, you got lemonade, or you got lemons, make lemonade, you know what I mean? So if you got a skill, if you got a gift, you got to use it, you got to give it. Because if you don't, it'll just burn inside of you, and then you'll burn yourself out. So give it out. Give and receive. Yes, indeedy. And this is 1980. Yo, baby.
Best songs of 1980. You're flashing back to 1982. Sunday Night Live with Brenda Bradshaw and Rita Smith on Q94. Number 30. Rope. Number 29, Sexy Eyes, Dr. Hook. Number 28, Misunderstood, Genesis, 1980. Coming up from McCarthy. Number 26, Rock and Roll Radio, The Ramones. Here on Flashback, 1982. Too Much Time on My Hand by Styx. Number 24, The Spinners. way back to you, girl. Don't stand so close to me, the police. Number 22. Lost in Love by Air Supply. The Rose by Bette Midler.
It is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed.
Do that to me
one more time.
Do that to me one more time by Captain and Tennille, 1980, number 20.
Do that to me one more time.
Number 19, you got Whip It by Devo. Number 18, Upside Down by Diana Ross.
Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round.
Number 17, Embarrassment by Madness, Flashback, 1980. Number 16, Little Gina by Elton John.
Well, hello, 303. What's going on your table tonight? How can I help you?
Hello there.
Hello there. How you doing,
how you
girl? What's going on? Oh, listen, I'm in 1980. I don't know what year you're in, but I'm in 1980 right now.
Okay, I'm a little past 1980s.
Are you really? Were you around in 1980 physically?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Okay, so what's on your table? What are we looking at tonight, John?
Making a local move. Got to make it happen fast.
Oh, one of those kind of things. A local move
yep.
fast. Well, yep. It seems to me that the plan has kind of went in many directions here. I'm not sure. Is somebody else involved in this? Not just
yep.
you? That
nope,
seems to be
yeah.
That
yeah,
seems to be
the reason. Yeah.
That's the problem right there. Okay? Spirit tells me the problem isn't you, it's the other person. Do you know
yep.
that?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
What can you do about somebody else's problem, huh? What can you do about it, darling?
Leave.
You're sweet. Leave. But you're so emotionally connected here.
We're not.
Okay.
No, we're not. It's just a roommate.
How's your emotions right now? Are you like hot and bothered and angry? Some of that going
I'm,
on?
I'm, there's some, and there's an incident that happened today that the person very much overstepped the boundaries, and
yeah,
so I'm
not
angry,
on that one.
I'm angry at
so,
that, but I'm also using
okay.
my anger to fuel
yeah.
positive change. I'm not
well,
moping
hey,
around
called,
or anything like that.
Hey, that's called, hey, you know what that's called? Motivated.
Yes.
You are motivated.
Yep.
That's good. You're
yep.
right.
Yep.
That's
yep.
a good way to go. If you're motivated, if you're using the negative for positive,
yep.
I'm with you. I'm agreeing
yep.
with you, okay?
Yep.
Got you covered
yep.
here.
Yep.
So are you going south?
No, I'm staying in the same town. It's
I mean south of where
south
I mean
of where,
south
yeah.
of where no, no, south of local where you are. To a south
well,
direction.
I don't know. I've just started looking for a place. I'm not leaving town. I'm just finding.
No. You said local. I'm with you local. But I want you. Okay, I'm going to move that little compass a little bit. It's southwest of where you are. That I'm seeing something that's available. Okay.
That would be a real. I'm not saying impossible, but that would be pretty challenging because it's mostly uninhabited mountains, hills, in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very rural. I mean, I don't mean just rural. I mean, forest land, national forest. So I probably
interesting
yeah,
because the compass is showing this. Spiritually, I'm picking up a compass. Okay. And reason it's showing that it is showing like woods and countryside site. That's what it's pointing towards. Okay.
Well, that's where
I
live now. That kind of describes my current location.
You're not gonna go that far from away from where that country is still there. I don't want you to go past it. You understand?
Yes.
That's what the compass is showing me.
Okay.
Do you know anybody with an S name that you can give a call to, make a contact with?
No, I'm really new
name.
In town. No, I'm new in town. Don't really have any friends or community.
All right, okay. I'm telling you, the S name people are supportive people. Okay.
Okay.
That's why
okay.
I'm sending you to an S. Now, it could be a real estate person because there are S real estate people around you that will give you a heads up and give you something that you're looking for. So if you look through the local whatever, pick an S firm real estate or an S realtor person that you happen to come across, it's going to hit. That's what I'm telling you, okay?
I need to move into a roommate situation. I don't have the luxury of being able to afford my own place, so I'm not.
Well,
I'm not
then
looking,
I'm telling you,
you know,
that's what you tell. That I'm gonna send you on your timeline, baby. This is how I work. I'm gonna set up a timeline for you. Connect with the S person. Tell them exactly what you're telling me, because see, I'm not your real estate person. I'm just your compass. I'm your compass. Got it?
Okay. Yep.
I'm your spiritual compass. That's what I'm doing. Confirm and go to the S. Tell the S exactly what you need, what you want. And I agree with you right now, in agreement, when two more people are touching on this S, that it will be because God is with us now. Say, I agree. I say, I agree, and it'll be. You understand? You got it?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
And that's,
go with it.
And that's,
I'm glad.
And that's,
I'm very glad that you are motivated to get away from this person.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm glad.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Dangerous.
Now you call me back and let me know how this works out. I'm interested. Okay.
I will. And you. And that's S as in Sam. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It sure is.
Okay. Great.
I'm right on it.
Okay.
Take care, baby.
Be interested.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Yes. I'm telling you, you got to light up the night sometime, and the light is inside of us. Uno, dos, tres. Light up the night.
Time to go. Adios. It's on and popping, and we ain't stopping. Let's light up tonight. Let's light up tonight. I got it all in my pocket, and we gonna rock it. Let's light up tonight. Let's light up tonight. Baby, it's on and popping.
Okay, okay. What's up with you tonight? I see you on there, and I seen you on that show before. Can I help you, my darling?
You can help.
Yeah, okay. Let's go. Rock with it, baby. Bring it on.
Okay, well, I really don't even know what to ask you, Brenda.
Why? You know I'm gonna come with you in spirit anyway. So yeah, I guess maybe I should just search the uh-oh. There's a man here. I don't like his look. Ah, what's he doing?
A man.
What is a man doing? I see a man with a stern face. A stern face, you know, like a face not agreeing with you.
Is he in this world or passed over?
He may be anywhere, but he's just not agreeing with what's going on. He's not pleased. He's a stern-looking person. Who is he? Is he from another world, or is he an angel, or who knows what he is? All I see is his face, his image in your mind. Are you having spiritual problems with somebody who's passing or going or not wanting to? Somebody angry, somebody irritated. It's a man.
I don't think there's anybody past this angry that I would feel that way about at all.
And who is it then?
The only person I can think of is a fellow that I ran into about 2 or 3 weeks ago that I used to date.
That's him. He put the evil eye on you, girl.
Yeah, he actually did. He had his friend come up and talk to me, and it was like... just like
that image just came real strong in spirit to me, sweetie. Don't let it get to you. He's not that powerful.
No,
you give
no,
him more power.
He knows that now. Because I stared him
down.
Yeah,
but you see, at one point in the timeline, you gave him power. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
And you were weak. You were weak. But now you're not that person anymore.
Oh, I know.
So what you need to do is make a slight adjustment in your spirit and say, "Be gone. Do not cast your shadow upon me, Mr. Evil Man." And that's all you need to do. Poof, he's gone. Now what else will we talk about? What do you want to bring in? Because you got a lot of stuff I could go into.
Yeah, well, it's like I just don't understand what's going on in my world. It's
your world, your reality.
Yes, right.
I love your reality. You know, we all have that our world reality fixation.
I know, because it's like from my perspective,
yeah.
It's different.
Well, yeah,
it.
You know, it's all perception. You know that. It's all like, you know, okay, why don't people jive with me? You know, on the show, Friday show, it's in the archives, I've been listening to this lady, Cindy Tim, T-I-M-N. She's a motivator in spirit, and this woman is right on it. She's always talking about divine timing, you know, and I, like, freaked out because she talked about the rhythm of heaven. And I went, wow, I got to hook into this. You know what I mean?
Well, I agree
There's
with
a,
the waves.
Well, yeah. But, baby doll, listen, there is a rhythm of heaven, okay?
Yeah.
And this rhythm is something that only you can do spiritually. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
To jump into it. And she talks about how we have to be in sync with it and syncopathic with it and flow with it. And many people don't know how to do that. You got me?
Yeah.
Even though you have your own reality, you still can become in sync with the rhythm of heaven and the harmony of the energy of divine timing. I'm very serious. Since I've listened to this lady, I have just been doing some different things, understanding God's divine timing, and it's really working. It's freaking me out. Okay.
What's her name again, Brenda?
Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, Cindy Tim, T-I-M-N, and she's on YouTube. She has all. She's a motivated. She's called a motivated spiritual speaker. She's very young. But this girl's on it. She is. She talks about placing God's timeline over top of your personal timeline. And I went, yeah, that sounds good. You know, I can do that. Because I want to be on God's timeline. My timeline's important, and so is yours. That's our reality. But my timeline don't work well all the time. Neither does yours. You know what I'm saying, girl?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. And
like you know, sometimes we're thinking, you know, okay, well, I did my prayers. I'm a co-creator. This is my reality. Where's my manifestation? Got it?
Yeah.
Got it? So when she said that, I said, well, okay, that means if I get in the sync of the synchronicity with the harmony and the rhythm of the divine timing, well, my manifestation should be coming to me pretty quickly. And they did. So, honey, if you listen to her tape or my archives and get a hold of this, honey, you're going to understand something that really is going to waken up your little clock inside. Don't you like it?
Good.
Now, who is the, I don't know, I'm going crazy here. I just had a David come in here. Who's David?
Oh, that would be my brother.
Oh, he wants to talk to you. He's sending signals. Well, y'all real close or something here?
We used to be. We've been talking more lately because
I
of
love
family.
It. I love him. He's a doll baby. Come on, girl. Bring it on. Let's hook in with that David vibe. You know, you guys belong together. You know what I mean?
Oh,
got
yeah.
It?
We always did. It's just relationship, another person, you know how it goes.
Well, don't let that get in there. Don't, between you two guys, don't do that.
Well,
just say, you know, that don't, you know, don't let it get to you. Just, you know, you hook up with him. He needs you, darling. Don't you think?
Oh, and we've been getting along really well. Like, I've let
go.
Oh,
that's great. I'm so glad to hear that. God is happy about that. Okay?
Yeah, well, I know that.
Okay. So, 30 minutes. What else you want to say?
Well, talk to me about, can you see anything good coming in?
Hey, yo, girl. Yo,
I don't
she wants
what
good.
Area of my life
well, you know, well, I was talking about divine timing. Well, it says, you know, God works out everything for the good. You know, his children of God, he takes care of us first. You know what I mean? So when we do anything, we create what's good because that's who we are. We can't be bad because if we're bad, we're going to get convicted by the Holy Spirit immediately. You know, I mean, it just comes on us and says, then we have to do a little dance of repentance, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But basically, children of God, they don't do bad things. We do good things. Well, our intentions are to do good things. Let's put it that way. you know, I really feel like that you are kind of moving into your own sources, it says here, something about developing your own source of monetary. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Huh? That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
I like that. It says sources improvement. That's what it says on the timeline. I like that. So this means that you are, you're asking the right thing and, you know, and God's listening, and I agree. And it says sources, monetary improvement. So if that's part of what you're questioning about, I agree. Totally. You're in the right ballpark, as they say, or you're on the path to do something that's going to create a monetary source of your own, which is better than other people. Then you don't have to kind of wait for them to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I've been, you know, I kind of feel like that I've tried to do and go with other people and do other things that never has worked out. But that never does.
And let me tell you something. Let me be honest with you. I'm honest. Yeah, you're honest with me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you this way. I've been by myself for a long time. Even though I was married twice, I was by myself.
Yeah.
way. Here comes Phyllis Diller's laugh. I sold her laugh. No, or else she stole mine. I'm not sure. Because I've been around a lot before Phyllis. Anyway. What I was saying, I don't think she was in Egypt. I know she wasn't there. I would have saw her. Sick ass. Okay, what I was saying was that I don't depend on anybody. I never have, and I don't think you really depend on people because they always disappoint us, don't they?
Well,
right? They don't have the same spirit as us, right?
Well, I find that they have a different intent. That's
spirit, isn't it? Isn't your intent based on a spiritual foundation? Say yes.
Yeah.
And theirs is not. Theirs is not. So we've been walking around people who are from a different planet or a different world or a different reality. And a lot of people have called me and they say, well, my family, I feel like, you know, why was I put in this crazy family? You know?
Yeah.
Why was I put in this job? I don't belong here. And that sense of not belonging is part of the consciousness and the shift that we've gone into. We've gone into a shift of consciousness.
Well, I can relate to that, Brenda,
yeah.
That not belonging, because this year has been like a whole year of undoing.
I don't think any child of God belonged in the world. It said that. We're not of the world. We're not of this world. We're in it. We're stuck in it, and we had to learn how to maneuver, work it, you know, try, struggle, all those things. But the thing about it is, doll baby, that we are out of it now. We're stepping out in large numbers, because I know that we're stepping out because I have evidence. I can name probably 200 to 300 people that I know who've stepped out of the world and stepped right into their spiritual life, and they're very, very content right now. And
when
I know
you
could name you could name some people.
You mean here,
what?
People that are still with us, that are living more spiritually.
Well, they're still in their human physical form.
That's what I wanted.
But what they're doing is now is they're walking in the spirit. And they're walking all over the streets of Richmond, Virginia, where I live, because we were named the happiest state in the whole United States. Did you know that? Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, gosh.
We're the number one happy place. And this happened, baby doll, when God prepared a place for me to come here. And everybody's walking around here, and I don't see nothing but spirits now. There's not too many people here in Richmond, Virginia left that are walking in the world. I just want to tell you that, doll baby.
That's cool.
And I'm up on the 12th floor looking over this town, and I see it. I see it in their smiles. I see it in their manner and our everything, all the death rates and everything. It's all going down, every bit of it, because the spirit's taken over. We've took over Richmond, Virginia. Did you know Richmond, Virginia is the city of seven hills? Did you know that?
No.
Well, in the Bible, did you hear about the city of seven hills?
I don't remember that.
Well, you can check it. Google it, doll baby.
Seven hills.
It's in the Bible. It's a revelation. We are the city of seven hills. Richmond, Virginia sets on seven hills. Yes, ma'am. The seven hills of Rome. Do you know about the seven hills of Rome?
No.
Well, honey, you're going to do some work. There's a magical spirit.
Baby.
Honey, I'm sitting on a magical spiritual mountain right now, baby doll. I'm up on the mountain. I'm on the 12th floor. My upstairs neighbor is God, okay? The man upstairs is really up there now, okay? Oh, my gosh. I love you. So I'm going to check out right now, okay? How about you?
Yeah, well, thank you. So I'm on the right. You're telling me I'm developing my sources, so.
Yep, you are. Just lay your hand on that letter S. Write it. Cursive, I don't care how you write it. Lay your hand on it. every day and hold on to it. That's your source.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I do. I use the letters. I use them every day. Okay? God gave us the letters and the alphabet. He is the Alpha and Omega. You know that, don't you, darling?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, darling. Anytime.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Brenda.
Okay. Okay, sweetie. Here's a commercial.
Hi, this is Brenda. Just for a moment, I just want to pause the show and talk about the name Analyzer. You know, it's all about letters, but it's all about you. It's all about who you are, your name, the person, places, and things, all in your memory. And the thing about it is that it's so magical. It's so interesting. And you can have a copy of this name analyzer for your very own. All you have to do is send me an email at christianpsychicbrenda@gmail.com and send a donation. And you know what? You send me your phone number and I'll give you a personal reading. And you just might say, wow, I'm waking up. Yeah, we're all waking up. The shift in consciousness has been beautiful in your soul, your spirit. And I do appreciate every one of you coming in, you sweet, sweet, sweet spirits. Thank you for calling into the show today, and we're going to get on with readings. But I just want to tell you, the name Analyzer can be yours, in your hand today. ChristianPsychicBrenda@gmail.com. Just a small donation, and I'll give you a phone call, and we'll set up your timeline for your future events. We'll tell you where your skills are. We'll talk about all the things in your timeline, your life, your spiritual journey. Thank you for calling in again today, and we're going to get on with the show. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's been really a wonderful journey with you, and we're going to continue with this journey as long as possible, as long as we get our donations in, and we'll keep it rolling. Thank you so much. This is Brenda Bradshaw on Blog Talk Radio, just for you, sweet spirits.
Tri-Cities area, call toll-free 748-9436. Views expressed are not necessarily those of Q94.
And you are listening to Q94 Sunday Night Live. Once again, we'd like to thank the thousands that helped Q94 make history. Richmond's most successful super walk ever was held today. Over $320,000 raised for the March of Dimes. And, of course, more walkers today than ever before. Some 8,400 walkers participated in today's activities. Last year, over $220,000 was raised. So, of course, it was considerably more money raised today. Over $320,000 raised as a result of the walk and the efforts of over 8,400 walkers today. And that's great. In case you missed that free LaRue concert, simply keep your dial right here on Q94. If you'd like to relive that excitement, or if you missed it, as was the case with me, I unfortunately did not hear it, Q94 has that entire concert on tape. and we'll be playing it back without commercial interruption. Simply keep your dial on Q94, and more details will be coming up in the next few days, and you can, of course, enjoy that music, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure you are, too. Well, for the time being, however, we have, of course, Brenda Bradshaw as our guest on tonight's edition of Sunday Night Live. And, Brenda, why don't we get back to the phones immediately, okay?
Okay.
Hi, you're on Q94 Sunday Night Live.
Hi there.
Hi. Your name and where are you calling from? What area of town that is?
This is Mary. I'm calling from Southside.
All right, Mary.
Another Mary from Southside.
Yes.
Mary, I feel children around you.
Mm.
Yes, I feel little ones. I don't know if they're yours, though.
No, they're not.
I feel like you have a concern for children.
Yeah?
And this concern seems to be growing, as if you want to be a teacher or to help them. This is kind of something very special with you. And I feel like that you're being headed towards that direction at a very, very fast speed. So what's going on, Mary?
I don't know.
Right now, your job seems very meaningless to you. There are things around you that cause irritations. It's like a fulfillment with inside of you.
Hmm.
Can you tell me, can you relate, is your job, is it in jeopardy, or do you feel some kind of tension?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to work with children, dear?
As a profession?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm. I just feel that you're being pulled towards that.
Maybe in a volunteer situation,
mm-hmm.
but not full-time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I just feel that that's all around you, as if you're going to be very important to some children. Did you have a question, darling?
Oh, I was wondering what you saw in my personal life.
I wish I could hear you a little bit better.
Can you speak up a little bit louder, Mary?
I wanted to know what you saw in my personal life.
Your personal life?
Mm-hmm.
I see a triangle. And I see a lot of things in symbols. I feel like that there are two people involved with you. And a decision has to be made.
Hmm.
Can you kind of go in on that with me? Are there two people?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I feel like one of the people is a strong influence, and the other one is becoming a new influence.
True.
I feel that the stronger one has tried very hard to make a commitment, but he just, at this present time, he can't. I think it's finances. Is this close?
Mm-hmm.
Is it close? Is it finances?
That could be part of it.
Mm-hmm. I feel that this whole triangle is going to come to a center very shortly because you have to make a decision. Because you do not like triangles.
That's true.
And you're pulling to bring it closer to the middle. And I feel sure that you will very shortly.
Hmm.
I really do.
Okay.
Other than that, I think you need some kind of a rest and relaxation because if you are not feeling the tension at work, it's inside of you. Something is building. And I think you need to just to try to relax a little bit more when you come home from work. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thanks a lot.
Letting go, I believe there's too much to believe in. for calling tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. What?
You're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hi.
Hi.
Your name?
Beth.
Beth?
Beth.
Calling from what area of town, Beth?
Mechanicsville.
Okay.
Beth, I believe that you are a dreamer.
A dreamer?
Yes, imagination type person. Very creative, very artistic. I feel also that you try very hard to do other people's work all the time. Is this happening, dear?
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that you want to talk about a particular boy.
No, not really.
Okay, I want to talk about a David.
A David?
Yes. Is there a David in your life?
Well, he's not in my life, but I know of one.
Uh-huh. I want to talk about him because I feel like that you two have a communication together.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to start working together. Something's going to happen as far as you working together.
Hmm.
So is David, he was in the past?
No, he's just a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any chance that y'all would be working on a project together?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. I think he's talked about this with someone else. I can feel a communication as far as him saying that he wanted Beth to help him do it. It's a project. Gosh, what is your question? I felt something with your ear. Do you have earrings or pierced ears?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I do.
Okay, is your left ear giving you trouble?
Sure is.
Oh, my goodness, darling. What's going on here?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I think, is your post lost or something?
No.
Oh, my goodness. It just really is pinching my ear. Maybe you better check that out. Okay, Beth?
Okay.
Okay,
good
night.
Thanks for calling, Beth. Bye-bye.
Hi.
You're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. Hi.
Hi.
Your name?
Dean. Dean.
Dean?
Uh-huh.
And you're calling from what area of town, Dean?
Western Henrichel.
All right.
How are you doing tonight, Dean?
Fine.
When I get those twinges or whatever it is, those flashes, they really bother me because they just go over my whole entire body. I'm affected physical more than emotional sometimes. Dean, I'm going to try to work on you, darling.
Okay.
I want to put you in a black van. Who owns the black van?
Nobody that I know of.
Okay, I want to put you at Virginia Beach.
I have been there, not this year, but last year.
Okay, there is a trip or something to do with a black van going to Virginia Beach.
Uh-huh.
A friend of yours, in fact, I want to call him Buddy. I want to call the name Buddy.
Uh-huh.
Is this a friend of yours?
I know a guy by the name of Buddy, yes.
Okay, he doesn't drive a van?
No.
Okay, he is purchasing a van at this very moment.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You are planning to go to the beach with him.
Uh-huh.
This is something that is in the back of his mind, and he's going to communicate with you about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Also, I see a girl named Sharon.
I don't know of any.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you perhaps know if Buddy is dating someone named Sharon?
No, he is married.
I see. This is interesting.
Uh-huh.
The girl Sharon is with you and Buddy,
uh-huh.
Okay, in this van.
Right.
Also, I see that you need to collect at this time something to do with $25.
Uh-huh.
What, did you owe someone that?
No.
Okay. I feel that this money is going to be very important in this week, $25.
You might be right on that. I might have to need it by the end of the week, yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, what did you want to talk about?
I wanted to know what you could pick up on so far as my musical talents and career ahead, as far as singing and playing and so on.
The name Dean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does your last name have an S or a C in it?
It has an S in it, yes.
Fabulous. All right, so you have an instrument ability.
Right.
Oh, that's very good. Okay, so you should be really well as far as, I do feel like it's something to do with bass.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, do you play the very low things, the deep things?
No, I play guitar.
Is it bass?
No, just acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that you like to listen to the bass tones.
Uh-huh.
I feel that, are you asking about a group that's being formed?
It has been mentioned, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is the number six with this? Is there six people in the group?
No.
Okay. There will be the number six about this group. I don't know if you're going to be the sixth person that's chosen, or if maybe you're going to be the first person. There are going to be five after you. But I really feel that this is going to come about, but I feel like your education is kind of interfering, Dean. What's going on?
Nothing that I know of.
Are you in school now?
I don't know of anything as far as education-wise that could be interfering.
Okay, I just feel like you're going to take some type of a course that may interfere. Gosh, I think that's it. Did you eat dinner? Your system's empty.
Well, I'm kind of nervous for some reason.
Oh, I see. Okay, Dean, don't be nervous, and you keep listening. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Q94 Sunday Night Live. This is it.
Boy, it's been fun tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show, The Flashback 1982 from Q94 WRBQ in Richmond, Virginia, with Trita Smith and me. Boy, that was a fun night. And her shows went for 3 hours, and we did fast-paced, quick readings. And I'm telling you, talking about a girl full of energy. I was really young back then. Sometimes now what I do is I go kind of slow with my readings, and I always put music in there because I don't need to be going so fast, but I was fast back then, I'm telling you. Don't be fast. Take your life a little slow, one moment at a time, one day at a time. I've got a lot of memories, and memories are important. They really are. I hope you have a good memory going right now, and remembering the people in your past are still on your timeline. A lot of people say, well, I don't remember, and, you know, it's good to have a memory. It's good to think about things and enjoy life and just get out there and just do your thing, because that's what it's all about. Whatever you feel is right in your spirit and with God, you know, you made your agreement with God. You did. So I'm working my way back to 2014 right now with the Spinners from 1980. And just a minute here, technology, working my way back to 2014.
Man.
was 1980, and I worked 1982 tonight. You can go back in the archives, and we did flashback when I first started out in radio in the 1980s on WRVA, a 50,000-watt station out of Richmond, Virginia. Then I went on to WRVQ with Trita Smith, and I'm telling you, it's been a long road, and I'm finally out here on Blog Talk Radio every day, Monday through Saturday. And it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and what we do is readings, and we talk about spiritual things, and we do all kinds of lessons, and we just bring it on. Any way you want it, that's the way we do it. I'm telling you. So glad to be with you on Sunday evening, and now I'm going to say, come on, Mushu, my dog. We're going to climb into the bed. Yes, and another one bites the dust. Here goes another show, right with Queen, 1980. Workers and light up the night. Here they go. Uno, dos, tres. Adios.
Wait a minute. Uno, dos. It's time to go. Adios. It's on and popping, and we ain't stopping. Let's light up the night. Wait a minute, uno, dos, it's time to go, adios. Hot beats pumping out the box, yeah, turn it up. Hot fire coming out my torch, I'ma burn it up. Hot ladies walk up in the club, honey, what's up? Honey, what's up? Come on, let's go. The big bass pumping like the thunder sound. Honey got a bottom bouncing, dropping low underground. Low, submarine off the float, trampoline. I got that fire burning, blazing, bring me gasoline. Wait a minute, uno, dos, it's time to go. Adios, it's on and popping, and we ain't stopping. Let's light up the night, let's light up the night. I got it all in my pocket.